We start on this Thursday evening with Arch News from Alan Corr. And the news, Alan, that Star Wars 7 is to shoot on the Skelligs in County Kerry.
Well, forget Ryan's Daughter, Far and Away and The Field. The new Star Wars will indeed shoot scenes on Skellig Michael. This is not a Jedi mind trick. The Kingdom has pulled off its biggest film coup yet and will join other less exotic locations such as Abu Dhabi and the Kralfla volcano in Iceland in the new movie. The Office of Public Works has confirmed that the 6th century monastic site on the spectacular Skellig Michael is being made available for the shoot. According to some reports, the island will be closed to visitors for 3 days at the end of August for filming, with local boatmen in Port Magee having reached an agreement to ferry equipment and a crew across to the island.
Courtney Love is considering actors for the lead role in a new Kurt Cobain biopic.
Well, the widow of the Nirvana frontman who died 20 years ago is currently considering demo reels from what she describes as 25-year-olds who are blonde, gorgeous and the new Brad Pitt. Love hopes production of the Cobain film will begin within the next year. Now, she spent many years discussing the possibility of such a movie and or even a stage musical, apparently. And Quantum of Solace director Mark Forster has been attached to the film project. And Love really is leading the charge, with feedback from her daughter Frances and Cobain's Nirvana bandmates Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic.
And finally, 50 Shades of Grey. A clip has been released.
Well, the movie is out on Valentine's Day next year, Sean, which is just as well, because the characters and dialogue are so wooden, they will be in danger of bursting into flames in the heat we're having today. Now, the teaser promo really sets the scene. We see timid little Anastasia Steele arriving in Christian Grey's office. Christian, played, of course, by Belfast man Jamie Dornan, looks like something from an aftershave ad. And the soundtrack is echoey piano, which builds into an utterly rubbish ballad version of Beyoncé's Crazy in Love. Now, we were hardly expecting Shakespeare in the script department, but let's face it, the dialogue from the book doesn't quite sing. At one point, Christian coolly tells Anastasia, in a voice of molten chocolate, that he doesn't do romance. "My tastes are more singular," he growls. Later, we see the young lovers ripping each other's clothes off in an elevator, flying in a helicopter, ripping each other's clothes off in a darkened bedroom, flying in a glider, and ripping each other's clothes off in a dungeon. Sounds like the perfect date movie, so, Sean.
Thank you very much to Alan Corr. More on RTE 10, the Entertainment Network.